You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That was a beatdown. That was an embarrassment. And that was a reality check for what championship basketball is like. And I think it's what the Knicks needed. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. I'll be with you for the next 5 hours. We've got so much to get to on this morning's show, including the one Knicks performance that I thought was completely unacceptable yesterday. The one guy who I also think needs to step up in order for the Knicks to win this series. Plus, we got silver linings in the Mets and Yankees losses. And the one distracting the Giants won't be able to hold off for long. Again, this is EJ Stewart on The Fan. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. You thought it was going to be easy? You really thought this was going to be a cakewalk for the New York Knicks? Again, the New York Knicks. Think about the franchise. Think about the franchise history. Think about the organization. What Knicks fans have lived through. You really thought this was going to be a smooth sailing operation? You really thought the Boston Celtics were going to lay down? The Knicks and their fans should have known better. That coming into yesterday, that was not going to be the case. And they damn sure know now, after being completely embarrassed at home in game three, that this is going to be a series. And this is going to be a fight. Game three for the Knicks was a missed opportunity. There were no miracle comebacks. There was no big defensive stops at the end of the game. It didn't even come down to that for the New York Knicks because this game against the Celtics got so out of hand at Madison Square Garden in game three. But I'll be honest. I think they'll be better for it. Because now it's clearer than ever what the Knicks need to do to win this series. There is no secrets. There is no sugarcoating it. There is no gray area in terms of what it's going to take for the Knicks to win. And I think getting blown out at home in Madison Square Garden is actually going to end up being potentially a blessing in disguise for this team. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. You know, sometimes your parents growing up used to tell you, you got to learn the hard way. And you hate hearing it. Because you think you know it all, whether you're a kid, whether you're a teenager, whether you're a young adult, you feel like, yeah, whatever. I'm going through this world. I know it all. I don't want to have to hear from you. Let me do me. You know what I'm saying? Let me do me. I'm not worried about anybody else. And your parents will try to tell you things to help your life get through certain situations and make your life easier. And you don't want to listen. And sometimes you just got to learn the hard way. Don't play ball in the house. Don't touch that stove. Put your helmet on when you go out to bike or when you go on your skateboard. But when you're young, you're hard-headed. And you end up doing things the wrong way, sometimes out of defiance, sometimes out of laziness, sometimes because you just don't give a damn. And you know what? For a large part of your life, you may actually get away with a lot. You may go a long way where you're not putting your helmet on when you go on that bicycle and you never hit your head. You may go a long way where you don't touch that stove and you don't get burned. You play ball in the house, you don't break a window. And as many times as all those things don't happen, all it takes is for one time for those things to happen for you to adjust, for you to fix yourself, for you to get right. All you gotta do is break one window and get grounded for a week. All you gotta do is burn your hand and have your hand wrapped up in a cast or something for a couple of weeks. All you gotta do is split your head open one time and you realize, you know what, maybe I should listen to what people were telling me. That's how I feel about the Knicks this morning, especially after seeing them take that beat down in game three. Because while it was awesome to see them win those first two games and see the Knicks go up on the Celtics 2-0, how many times have we had to say, you got to get out to an early lead? You can't let the Celtics get into a rhythm. You got to come out ready to play. There is no margin for error. How many times have he said that about the Knicks in matchups with the Boston Celtics? Every time the Knicks play the Celtics, we know what the game plan is. We know what the situation is. But the Knicks have been hard-headed. You know what? The first two games, they got away with it. They were able to get down on big leads, and they found a way to come back and win those games. But we've been saying what the Knicks had to do to win these games. The Knicks know it. I know Tom Thibodeau. If I'm telling them these things, I know Tom Thibodeau is telling them the things they have to do in order to beat this team. And it means you can't go down 20 points. It means you can't let the team get into the rhythm. They know this stuff. But again, you make these remarkable comebacks like the Knicks made in the last two games. It lures yourself into a false sense of security that you're playing well enough to win this series. And that is what I think happened in game three. I think the Knicks were lured into a false sense of security that they were, even though they could say all the right things, I think they felt like, okay, we know what it takes to beat these guys. We know what it takes to win this series because we've done it in the first two games. When the truth is, they haven't come close to playing at the level it's going to take to knock out the defending NBA champions. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. So for the third game in a row, the Knicks once again came out to a slow start where they're a step slow and they allowed the Celtics to get out to a big lead. And once again, you're staring down the barrel having to make another miracle comeback. But this time, Celtics weren't missing shots. This time, Boston wasn't relaxing on defense. This time, the Celtics were not going to take their foot off the gas. So because of the circumstances that the Celtics created in Game 3, a 20-point deficit turned quickly into a 30-point deficit, and it was curtains for the Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden on Saturday afternoon. Now, of course, I am a Knicks fan. I would have preferred the Knicks win today. But the reality is, they had absolutely 0% chance to win this series following the original formula for how they played in games one and games two. Going down 20 points and then having to stage furious comebacks while the Celtics miss 40 to 53 pointers is not a recipe to win a series, let alone a championship. You're definitely not going to beat the defending champions playing that way. So just like the Pistons series, the Knicks are being taken into deep waters against a very, very worthy opponent. But that's a good thing. Unless you're the Moses Malone Sixers, or you're like the Kobe and Shaq Lakers in 2001 going 15-1 in the playoffs. Nearly every NBA champion in the history of the league has faced serious adversity on their way to a title.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The reality is, if the Celtics would have lied down yesterday like a dog and allowed the Knicks to dominate them on their way to a sweep or a gentleman's sweep, I would argue that those bad habits the Knicks got away with in games 1 and 2 were going to end up rearing their ugly head in a much more dire situation than you would like. It may rear its ugly head in an NBA Eastern Conference Finals game. It may rear its ugly head in an NBA Finals game. It is much better the Knicks learn from these playoff mistakes now, while you have a little bit of cushion, up 2-1, still have home court advantage, than in those more high leverage playoff situations like a Game 7 of an Eastern Conference Finals or a Game 7 of the NBA Finals. You cannot cheat the grind for a championship, and there are no shortcuts to a title. The past two games, I felt the Knicks were playing mostly fine defensively, really. And this was even despite the fact that they were down in those games. And I was talking about those games. I was tweeting these games like crazy, watching these games. And after game one, I posted on X at halftime. I said, I know the score is the score, but the defense is fine. If they just settle themselves, stop turning the ball over, make some shots, they very well could win this game. And that's exactly what happened. Game two followed a very similar script where, to me, the defense was mostly fine. If the Knicks started making shots and stopped turning the ball over, they could come back and win, and then they won. This was an entirely different situation I think you saw on Saturday. I don't think you saw a team that was playing well despite being down. I watched Jason Tatum step into practice three-pointers. I watched Jaylen Brown step into practice three-pointers. I watched Peyton Pritchard step into practice three-pointers. I watched Derek White step into practice three-pointers. This was not the defense that we saw in games 1 and 2. And I know that we've talked a ton about how many open shots the Celtics missed. And they did miss some open shots, but they also missed a lot of contested shots in those games as well. Those were not all wide open looks that the Celtics had. The quality of looks the Celtics had in this game, in game one, far superior than the shots they had in games 1 and 2. So guess what? You let those guys get the open looks you weren't giving up in games 1 and 2. Surprise! Jason Tatum's an all-NBA player. Surprise! Jaylen Brown's an all-NBA player. Surprise! Jrue Holiday is an NBA champion, multi-time NBA champion. Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year. Of course, they're going to start making these shots. So to me, I think when I talk about that false sense of security, that's where I saw it. Because all of a sudden, a team that had played an entirely different strategy, where you're talking about playing up on screens, switching more screens, not playing drop coverage. All of a sudden, I'm watching this game. I'm watching Cat standing at the free throw line when Tatum's about to pull up. I'm watching Mitchell Robinson with his hands down, 5 feet off of shooters, and guys just dotting his eye. That is not the defense that Knicks were playing the first two games. But guess what? You come back from 20 points down in the last two games, bad habits start to creep in. You start to feel like there's not the sense of urgency to come out swinging in the first few minutes, first quarter, first half of games. And then you allow the Celtics to get into the kind of rhythm they got, and that's why you had no chance to win that game in game three. That's how you lose. That's the recipe for a blowout loss at home. And that's exactly what happened. But I think, again, there is a silver lining to that, and that now the Knicks have put their hand on the stove. Now the Knicks, they broke a glass in the house. The Knicks cracked their skull off falling off the bike without the helmet on. They now know what does not work. That effort, that lack of urgency, that defensive strategy is just not going to cut it. It's not even going to become close to beating this team. Now they know that. The first two games, they got away with a lot. And it wasn't necessarily on the defense, but just overall, just getting down in those games the way they did allowed them to be in a situation where they felt, okay, you know what? We can ease our way into these games. We can find our way through, and then we know once it gets to the second half, they get tight, we got Mr. Clutch, it'll be over. You can't do that for seven games, or five, or four, or even just the four games you want to win. You can't win four games that way. Now they know that. Now they know that doesn't work, so now they got to make adjustments. So despite the lopsided loss the Knicks took, I don't think this is at all a time to panic if you're a Knicks fan. Again, it's funny, like, watching playoff series with this era of Knicks basketball. Like, I'm 34 years old, so I was very young when I was watching those late 90s Knicks teams, but I was old enough to, first of all, I love basketball, and I love the Knicks. So I was deeply, deeply invested in those series. But I was old enough to know what was going on and remember those series against the Miami Heat and against the Indiana Pacers and the ebbs and flows of series. So it is funny as we enter kind of a new era of competent, competitive Knicks basketball to kind of see fans either forget what it's like or in some ways kind of like learn what it's like. Because a lot of people were very overconfident. A lot of people saying Knicks in four, Knicks in five. A lot of people saying this was going to be a blowout series. I think I put on X. I'm going to Cancun next week. I said I might see Jason Tatum there. I might have got a little ahead of myself. I'm not going to lie. But deep down, I knew this was going to be a series that Celtics are going to show themselves. This is not going to be a walk in the park. But it's funny to see after the kind of loss the Knicks took and see so many fans now just absolutely in a panic. Say, oh, here we go. This is what we worried about. Here we go again. Relax. This is playoff basketball. There's going to be runs. Other teams are going to make plays. Other teams are going to show themselves. It's fine. Just like in the Pistons series, when you're going to panic after a game two loss or panic after this kind of loss at home in a game five, if the Knicks have the championship medal we hope they have, they will rebound and they will bounce back in these situations. But it's funny watching some of the fans that are immediately jumping off the bandwagon after one loss. It's like, if you're scared, go to church or go to mosque or go to temple or go to a Buddhist temple, whatever we don't got time for that. This is the playoffs. This is highly competitive basketball, which means there's going to be a lot of peaks and valleys in this series. And just like Celtics fans and the Celtics could not panic after going down 0-2 and blowing two 20-point leads, games in which, according to ESPN probability, at different parts of the game, they had a 98 or 99% chance to win. Soft teams, weak fan bases, they bow out after that. The Celtics have won a championship. They've been through a lot with this group, so they knew that there still was plenty of playoff series left. Knicks got to show that medal too. The fan base here has got to show that medal too. We know what time it is. So, terrible loss. No sugarcoating it. It was just a flat-out embarrassing performance. But I'm not panicked. I'm not panicked because I feel like, again, this is going to be good for the Knicks in the long run. Because either you learn this lesson now and you correct it, or this kind of performance you had in game three cost you the season, and then you learn from your mistakes and you work in the offseason and you grind next year coming with the experience of what you went through this year. Either way, it's good. It would have been a lot worse for the Knicks to just sweep these guys thinking that, oh, we can just go down 20 points in games in the playoffs and think that that's okay. And then you lose to the Pacers in the next round or the Cavs or you lose to the Nuggets or the Thunder in the finals. That's a lot worse of a situation. That's a lot more heart-wrenching. But the Knicks said, you know what, damn, if we would have actually realized we weren't playing to a championship level earlier in these playoffs, we could have fixed it earlier. They're not in that position now. Now they see, okay, we know what playoff championship basketball is like. We got away with a lot in the first two games. Now it's time to correct it. Knicks have not played their A game yet. I think the Celtics gave you as pretty much as close to their A game as you're going to see in game three. Knicks have not done that yet. They're still up 2-1. So I got a lot of faith. When you ask me, am I panicked? Am I scared? Hell no. Still a long series. Knicks still up 2-1. Bad loss, but I'm not panicked.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.